Splash.
Splash.
The stories making waves in the sports world. The Splash.
Cannonball. Cannonball coming. Cannonball coming.
The Splash, brought to you by Presidential Pools, Arizona's number one pool builder. See why at presidentialpools.com.
D-backs back at it today in Cincinnati, starting a three-game series against the Reds at Great American Ballpark. D-backs have lost their last four series. They come into today's game at 15-20, fourth place in the National League West. The Reds reeling themselves 16-18. They've lost four straight. It's the first meeting between the two teams this season. And do we know, is Zach Gallen look like he's going to get that start?
He's listed.
I'm going to trust it when he throws the first pitch at the bottom of the first inning.
We're just going to give him another day.
He just needs a little bit more rest.
Here's a little more.
If he does get the start, it'll come 12 days after he last started in Seattle and left after five innings because of hamstring tightness. Frankie Montas, the right-hander, will go for the Reds. That game gets underway at 3:40. Pre-game coverage starts at 3 here on Arizona Sports on 98.7 and the Arizona Sports app. To veer off real quickly, Jarrett, a programming note. Did Gambo take a shot at me again?
I haven't listened yet. I'll have to go through.
Because I did not go down
right.
That
neither
road
one
yesterday.
Of you did it yesterday, so I thought it was over with. But yeah. I'll tell you during the break, or I'll tell you right now. I'll go listen to it.
I wanted to know. I should have asked you before I did the splash because
you want to make fun of him.
The time if he did it again, I have a line that I'd like to say.
Just do it.
Just do it. Just say it.
Pre-game coverage starts at 3 here on Arizona Sports, meaning you're only subjected to John Gambadoro for an hour today. Last night in the NBA, the Knicks rallied from 9 down in the fourth quarter and took advantage of some iffy calls, scored a 121-117 Game 1 win over the Indiana Pacers. Jalen Brunson scored 21 of his 43 points in the fourth quarter for the Knicks. Brunson becomes just the fourth player in NBA history to score 40 or more in four consecutive playoff games, joining Jerry West, Bernard King, and Michael Jordan. In the nightcap, the Minnesota Timberwolves absolutely smothered the Denver Nuggets 106-80 to take a 2-0 series lead over the defending champions. Anthony Edwards, Karl Anthony Towns each had 27 for the Wolves, who were without Rudy Gobert. They held Denver to 34.9% shooting and their lowest point total in a home game, in any home game in Denver since 2015. That was an absolute dismantling of a basketball team last night.
It was unbelievable, especially with Rudy Gobert leaving to attend the birth of his first son.
Mm-hmm.
And before the game, I thought to myself, oh no, what a hornet's nest if Denver wins this game and wins the series. And it became a nothing story.
Yeah, and it was clear, not from the very start, but toward the end of the first quarter, you're like, uh-oh, Minnesota just... They are playing nearly perfect basketball.
They're playing defense out of their minds.
It's unbelievable.
It really is. Yeah, it really, really is.
Tonight, the Boston Celtics host the Cleveland Cavaliers in game one of their Eastern Conference semifinal at TD Garden in Boston. The Celtics really only playing tonight because Jimmy Butler wasn't healthy. Let's face it.
Yeah.
That game tips off at 4 o'clock on TNT. Then it's game one in Oklahoma City. The Thunder taking on the Mavericks in their Western semifinal. 6:30 tip-off, and that'll be the back half of the doubleheader on TNT. Speaking of the Mavs, they've signed head coach Jason Kidd to a multi-year contract extension to remain with the team. Kidd was hired in 2021, took the Mavs to the Western Conference Finals in his first season before missing the playoffs in 2023. This year, the fifth seed, they went 50-32, and they're in the conference semifinals again. Spurs phenom Victor Wembanyama named the NBA's Rookie of the Year on Monday, a unanimous choice of the 99 voters. He beat out Oklahoma City's Chet Holmgren, who was one vote away from being a unanimous second-place choice. Charlotte's Brandon Miller finished third. Wembanyama averaged 21.4 points, 10.6 rebounds per game for San Antonio. First unanimous winner since Karl Anthony Towns of Minnesota in 2016. And the third Spurs player ever to win it. The first two were pretty good. David Robinson and Tim Duncan. The NFL, a couple quick notes. Former Raiders three-time Pro Bowl offensive lineman and Corona del Sol High School product, Andrus Peat, signing with the New Orleans Saints. Veteran, maybe I got that reversed. He was with the Saints. He's signing with the Raiders. Veteran running back Rashad Penny hooking on with the Carolina Panthers. In the NHL, Boston dominated Florida 5-1 in game one of their Eastern Conference semifinal series. Five different Bruins scored, and goalie Jeremy Swayman had 38 saves for the Bees. And Phoenix Mercury opened up their WNBA preseason schedule tonight in Seattle against the Storm. The team featuring former Mercury guard Skylar Diggins-Smith. Will there be bad blood in the preseason? That game gets rolling at 7 o'clock. The Mercury have one home preseason game on Friday at Footprint Center against LA, and then the regular season begins a week from tonight in Las Vegas against the league champion Aces. There you go. There is your splash.
All right, to answer your question, he did not call us out directly,
yeah,
but he did reference something that we do on the show that references him. Would you like to hear his thing right
sure.
now?
Sure. Yes, please. Absolutely.
Hey, it's Gambo. The Diamondbacks had an offensive outburst on Sunday against the Padres. Will that carry over into game one against the Reds? George Foster, Jack Billingham, Dave Concepcion, Joe Morgan. We'll get you ready for the game starting at 2 on today's Burns and Gambo show.
This is good.
Well done.
We're getting engagement. I like this.
Now, Grant,
listen, I know, I mean, they that should fire back at us. We've been firing at both those shows for 2 years.
Yeah, longer than that.
Let's be honest. That's fantastic.
And yes, obviously, the dueling Gambos is something that he already does that we were. But the way he did it just there, especially doing George Foster as the first one, made me think.
But he's got to know you end with Foster.
Yeah,
you
get,
oh, that's
no
true.
What
yeah, that's
you the do, you have to end with George Foster.
Come on, he's not even getting his own bit right.
It's a 3-game series. He's got time.
There's your splash for Tuesday, May 7th.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.